Oh, smile. God love you. God is good. We want to continue to speaking on Romans 8. I've not been able to get away from what the Lord is being speaking to us through this chapter. It's been so powerful, I believe. Amen. God wants us to walk by the Spirit, live by the Spirit. And last week we were speaking of verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Let's go to move to the next one. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. This morning I want to speak to you about overcoming fear. Before we go to fear, let's go to what the spirit of adoption is. And this is something, an operation of the Holy Spirit. Let's have a moment of prayer, because I truly believe that one of the works of the Holy Spirit, so we can walk in the fullness of what God has for us, is to release and set us free from any form of fear in our life. And that's the spirit of adoption operating in us. Let's have a moment of prayer, because I believe we're going to experience breakthroughs, and the Lord is going to minister to us this morning. Father, thank you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father, that give us the freedom to enter in. I declare this morning that we are connected to you, to what you wants to release that revelation into our hearts and minds and spirits, to be free of any form of fear. Father, I declare right now that all our body, spirit, and soul are connected to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and I declare that as we are speaking about your word, that you are going to start breaking chains, setting us free. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. The spirit of adoption, and as we have been talking about the Holy Spirit in this chapter, if you go through it, you're going to see that it's the Holy Spirit of God that wants to manifest and reveal and impart to us all the things that we need to become more than conquerors, as we have been talking about. The spirit of adoption establishes you in your right identity. It is when you know who you are in Christ, you become more secure of who you are. So the spirit of adoption is going to give you your right identity in Christ. The spirit of adoption is going to establish you in the right position, in equality with Jesus. If you keep reading, it says that we are heirs and co-heirs with Christ. Position and equality. The spirit of adoption that God wants us to receive. We have the same rights, just as Jesus, by nature, is the firstborn son of God, that we, as adopted children. Now, we can debate about our inheritance, but one thing I can tell you, it's not the same amount that Jesus is going to receive, because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But there's an inheritance for us. Equally with Jesus, the spirit of adoption gives us access to the Father. This verse says that you receive the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. We come enter in by the spirit of adoption boldly before the presence of our God. How many of you feel like sons and daughters of God? Well, let me tell you something. It's not a feeling. It's a spiritual transaction that has been established in heaven. It's like when somebody is adopted here in the natural, there's papers, there's seals, there's a government saying this child now belongs to this family, this father, right? It's the same thing, a spiritual legal transaction, a sovereign
act of God through Jesus Christ. All of us who have confessed Jesus Christ, these verses that we are being adopted. We are not now part of the family. So it's really important that we understand this revelation of the spirit of adoption. Our identity, our position, our equality, our access that we have to the presence of God. But pay attention that it says you did not receive the spirit of bondage again. So fear is a spirit of slavery. Bondage keep us, prevent us to operate under the spirit of adoption, where we can really have the freedoms that God wants us to experience. You did not receive the spirit of bondage again, meaning that before Christ, every human being is in bondage. But when we come to Christ, it says, you are being set free now. You don't have to experience those same bondages again, those same oppressions. In other scripture says the spirit of slavery, slaves. In a slave, when we talk about a slave, if you also want to see the picture there on the bulletin, we talk about chains, right? Immediately, that comes to our mind. But this scripture says that we haven't received the spirit of bondage, which is fear. Fear keeps us in bondage. Fear is going to rob us to experience the fullness of what the spirit of adoption wants to impart and activate into our life. Fear is the result of the fall of man. In Genesis chapter 3, we can see the movie of God coming into the garden, walking as he did every day, to see Adam and Eve, to embrace them, to talk to them. That day he came, and he didn't. And I can imagine that Adam and Eve were expecting God's presence every day, right? They were there just waiting to see him coming, walking into the garden. And the scripture says that he walked in and nobody was there. Adam and Eve nowhere to be found. So he called them out. And what is the very first thing that Adam responds to God when he called them out? Adam says, I hid because I was afraid. That's the very first time that we can see how fears operate. I hid because I was afraid. Immediately, God started to revisit his design and his program. Poop, 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 poop. Fear, 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 fear. I cannot find fear on my creation. So immediately God says, did you disobey me? You see, fear is going to disconnect us from the right environment that God created us to walk in, to experience, which is close to him, seeing him face to face. So Adam says, I was afraid. I have fear in my life. So God says, fear is not part of my program. Did you disobey me, Adam? Fear is going to separate us from the connection, the right relationship with God. Fear is not part of the environment, the atmosphere that we were created to live and walk by. That's why this scripture says you did not receive again that spirit of bondage that every human being, because it's the result of the falling nature that all humans experience. So one of the fierce operations of the Holy Spirit is that to give us the spirit of adoption, to establish us in the right identity, in our right position, with the right freedom to come boldly before God. Fear that in the end times, the Bible says that fear will increase in the hearts of people as a result of all the situations. Luke 21, 26, men's hearts fall in them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaking. Men's hearts failing, fear to all situations that are going on. Experiencing failing, meaning not having hope. You see, fear is going to disconnect you from God. It's going to connect you to all the evil things that are happening in the world. Fear to a terrorist attack, fear to the economy, fear to anything. Fear to poverty, fear to men. Fear, and the scripture says that at the end times, fear will take over in the hearts of people. That is an operation, a satanic, demonic operation of the enemy, bringing fear to the hearts of people. It's one thing to have a moment of fear, which we all have, right? We all have moments of fear. It's part of the human nature. But it's another thing to live in continual fear. In a person's heart, operating in fear. Fear controlling your mind. What fear does is distorts your image and the image that you have of God for you. Isn't that what happened to Adam? He feared God immediately. He couldn't see himself in the presence of God anymore. So fear is when it takes control of your mind, of your way of life. This scripture says, verse 15, you are being called to be free of that bondage, that is spirit of fear. Fear is going to distort the image that we have of God, just like Adam and Eve. Fear is going to corrupt our thinking patterns. What we believe and how we believe because of fear operating in our life. And God wants us to be free of any form of fear through the spirit of adoption that he wants to activate in our life. So immediately when we operate in fear, we do the very same thing that Satan wants us to operate, being independent. Because when fear came to Adam and Eve, they immediately wanted to be separated from God. They feel that they didn't belong now to the presence of God because of fear operating, distorting what is the plan and purpose for our life. The problem with the paradigm of the mind is that those spiritual influences are constantly talking back things to us. Fears start operating in our thought life. They made us forget the good things that God did for us. All of those voices that are contrary to the work of Jesus on the cross that takes the form of fear. And we always are being attacked by those. But when we open ourselves to all of those things is when fear takes a space in our life and an area of our life, and then we start living in fear. But the speak of adoption is going to set us free this morning. Amen? So the question is, we all can agree that fear is real, but as I say, there is a difference between having a moment of fear as a human to live in fear, being oppressed by fear. Then that is a scripture says there is a spirit of bondage. But you did not receive the spirit of bondage again, like when we were without Christ. No. But you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. We can come and say, Abba, Father, this fear, this situation is not part of your purpose. $1 million question. Can a Christian be under the oppression of a spirit of fear? Can a Christian be under the oppression? We are born again. We confess Jesus. We speak in tongues. Urra, ba, 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 ra, ba, ke. And can a Christian then be under the oppression, the influence of a spirit of fear? Thanks for asking me. Let's see what the scripture reveals to us. Verse 11, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, dwelling place, we talked about that last week, or a couple of weeks ago. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Verse 16. The spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. It's about many people, many Christians do not allow the Spirit of God to fully, completely dwell in our life. We don't want him sometimes to take over certain areas of our life. The indwelling of the Spirit is just a partial thing because of fear. We don't want him to enter into every area, to the root of any situation, which, by the way, may be a spirit of fear operating in our life. So when we don't allow that dwelling, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, many people don't do that. They, for fear, they are afraid of the Holy Spirit. And they don't, as a Christians, many times don't allow him on every room. When we are talking about dwelling, the idea is a house. A house that has many rooms where he needs to have access. But sometimes because that fear, we don't let him operate, deal with the root. Therefore, fear can bring torment emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually to anybody. It happens even in the best families. When fears take over and we start experiencing torment, we don't have peace. We are affected on every area of our life. 2 Timothy 1:6-7, we see Paul writing to Timothy. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power and in love and of a sound mind. Timothy was having some problems in his calling, his ministry. Looks like Paul heard a report that he wasn't doing well. And Paul identified what was the problem that was happening. Because he was a young minister, other reasons. Looks like fear took over his life and he wasn't operating in the fullness of his call. So Paul says, stir up that gift, that anointing that is in your life. Stir it up. Because you didn't receive a spirit of fear. Looks like he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. Come on. I spend time with you. I teach you. I lay my hands. I saw the fruit of the Spirit. Now fear has taken over your life. Stir up. You see, a spiritual father, as Paul was to Timothy, is going to activate you into your calling. He's going to impart freedom to you. I am so thankful for pastors and leaders that I had that activate me, stir the gift within me up, almost sometimes pushing me. One of the things that I operate when I was saved was fear. I remember when I was on second grade, there was this contest of public speech with poems and all of those things. And I was elected to participate. And so I did. I was like 7 years old. And I won. And that was the start of being always participating in all of those sort of things. You know, in public and all that. And then at 14, I start playing, being on the stage and in front of people. So I kind of was familiar with all of that. But when I got saved, you see, the Lord, by his grace, didn't have to set me free of any addiction. Because by the grace of God, I never had any addiction. I don't even know what being drunk feels. Anything like that, no drugs, anything. You won't cry if I tell you my full testimony. But there were other things that you can see inside me, which usually that's those are the most awful things, you know, that are not evident, because it's evident when God, you know, come and set somebody free from any of those addictions, you know, that you can see. But there are things that are inside that to me are the worst bandages and things that the Lord wants to set us free. And I had a lot of fear in my life, fear to the future and all that, so I kind of didn't have the right identity, the encounter with the love of God that later on transformed my life and set me free. So I remember in the group of the young adults, the Christmas, we want to have a big Christmas plate, okay? And we were in charge to have the Christmas plate. So the leader was, you know, calling people and all that, and I was just joining in the church and being part of that group. And they asked me to be part, and I got so afraid to do something for the Lord. As I say, I don't think I was being established in my right identity. I felt that I wasn't worthy to serve the Lord. All these internal conflicts in my heart. So I say, no, I can't. I felt really bad. I felt that I couldn't do it, that I froze. You know, this anxiety came into my life. So, but they were like telling me, yes, we are going to do it and all that. So I say, okay, if there's a role on the plate where I don't have to talk to nobody, you know, I don't have to walk around, where I don't have to interact on the plate and where people can't see me, then I participate. Basically being invisible, right? And so they called the day of, you know, the fierce practice and all that, where they were going to give the... So they asked me, are you coming? I say, no, I don't want to. The leader says, come, just to be, you know, in the fellowship and all that, and we'll see. So here we have all of hundreds of people. It's a big, big church, hundreds, thousands of people. And so they were, you know, calling people to give them that. So they called me. And I was like, you know, I talked to you that I honestly don't think I can do this. I was really afraid. She says, it was the leader, I have the perfect, you know, role for you. And I was like, okay. Because I remember I don't want people to see me. I don't want to talk. I don't want to interact with nobody. And she told me, you're going to be the Christmas tree. And I know the Lord was leading this leader, you know, to be gracious and to see my conflict. So I was a Christmas tree in the plate. I participate. I walking inside the Christmas tree. So nobody saw me. Nobody saw my face. I saw the people, only my eyes, because I was inside the Christmas tree. And I was able to participate even, you know, with my fears and limitations that I was experiencing in that moment. When I came here to the States, all those fears magnified in a such a way that paralyzed my life, the first year that I was here. Because the language barriers was one of the things that activated so much fear to men, because I couldn't communicate. You see, when God sends you as a missionary to a place, a foreign place and all that, usually there is a time of preparation where you learn the language, you know, you get trained. But when you are just put there, you know, and you take the decision and you said yes to the Lord, fear came over my life in such a way that I was paralyzed. I couldn't do anything, and I was so afraid. Praise the Lord that I have pastors that realize that, and they minister to me, and they even talk into my life and even push me into my call. Somebody activate and call me out and says, these are your gifting. This is what the Lord called you to. You prophesy over my life. And I say, no way, Jose. Because fear in my heart. I couldn't, sometimes I know what anxiety feels like. The shortness of breath, when you feel that oppression, when you feel that you are going to faint. When I was asked to do something like lead a home group and all that, the fear will take over. I remember in the first year they asked me to translate. And I didn't even speak English. And those things brought so much fear in my life that I told the Lord I can't do this anymore. I remember on a prayer meeting, I cried out to the Lord, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption for whom we cry out. I say, Lord, I can't take it anymore. I cannot serve you all of this fear in my heart, in my life, fear to people, fear to events, fear to everything is just taking over my life. I cannot function. If you call me, set me free. And I remember in that prayer meeting, I cry out with tears in my face. Abba, Abba, set me free. I was there crying out because it was just, I know what fears feels like and live with fear. And I cry out, praying, and Father, no more. And I remember the pastor started to pray for the people. I remember he laid hands on my head, and I felt like a light from heaven came straight and hit me. And I fell to the ground. And I also was there for a while crying and feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit all over me. I got up, and it's like the world was different. I could see the colors. I could see I was totally free of fear. Totally free, because I couldn't even do anything. I needed help for everything because fear took over my life. I believe the changes of many things suddenly, without realizing, I opened myself to fear to take over, to paralyze my life. 1 year living like that, but when I cry out to Him, when I say no more fear, I'm not going to live like this. I believe You call me to be here. I believe You have great things for me, but set me free, Father. He touched me that day, and I got up totally free of fear. That's why I kept going, serving the Lord, and that's why here we are. Not speaking good English. Oh, Father, You are with me. You are going to give me grace. So, and my pastor saw that, and they activate the gift in me, and they put me on the spot, and they push me, but because I was free of the bondage of fear, I was able to say yes to the Lord. Yes to the Lord. If you are here, we're going to stir up the gift that is in you. I am the pastor with authority that I have. I'm going to come against any fear that is in your life. I believe the Lord wants to set you free today. Take away any fear, because I have experienced that, and I have experienced the breakthrough and the freedom. How do we know if we are operating in a spirit of fear? Let me really quick read you one of the manifestations when we are under the influence, maybe, of a spirit of fear. You believe in things that are not real, that hasn't happened. You are afraid of something bad happening to you. When you are constantly thinking about bad things happening to you, the enemy is taking away all the good things that God has already planned for you. And if you don't give those thoughts of God, thoughts of the Spirit in your mind, I assure you, thoughts of fear are going to take over. Are going to distort, bring distortion, twisting the plan of God. You run away from your problems. You avoid facing them. That is a manifestation of a spirit of fear. You avoid, you don't face your problems. You say, no, I'm out of here. You know what I see? Here, right now? More than conquerors. Because you didn't run for the big crisis that we as a body went through. You are here. You are more than conquerors. There's no way that fear is going to defeat your life. Because we stood strong here saying yes to the Lord. I see more than conquerors here. We are not those of who run from the problems. Amen? And I want you to know that. You need to know that. We just came out of a big crisis of years and all that. We defeated fear. We are more than conquerors. Others probably run away. So, one of the things that are manifested when the spirit of fear is taking over is that we run away. You haven't run away. We are still here. We are saying yes to the Lord. Amen? Amen. You never make decisions and always hide behind someone or something. Not being able to make a decision. A spirit of fear, maybe. controlling your life. Having excuses, delaying those decisions that sometimes we know that the Lord is calling us to do. You are afraid of responsibilities. I know what that is. I can't. I don't speak English. My grace is sufficient. I don't know how to do it. My grace is sufficient. But when fear sometimes takes over our life, we are afraid of responsibilities. Being given responsibilities high and above, beyond my abilities, preaching English, impossible. I'm going to preach in Spanglish somehow. Everything that you fear happens. Everything that you do is motivated by fear. Your actions are a result of the things you fear. You feel hopeless without hope. This is key. The supernatural has stopped working in you. Because we are talking about the Spirit of God. Walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, being adopted by the Spirit, all of that is supernatural. Supernatural. We are afraid to move in faith. That is a sign that probably we are afraid. We are under the influence of a spirit of fear. You haven't entered into a new season in your life. You are stuck in the same level, maybe because a spirit of fear has taken hold of an area of your life. We are stuck, stagnation, but we're going to rebuke it. We're going to cast it out today. A spirit of fear causes the anointing that we have to be contaminated. Just as Timothy, we saw in the Bible, the anointing that he had got contaminated by fear. And Paul says, "Stir up, come on, get up. I lay hands on you. I saw the evidence of the Holy Spirit in your life. You haven't received a spirit of fear, but power, the right thinking." Yeah, that can happen to anybody. Stir up, Paul says. Because fear contaminates that anointed. Make it not operating properly because of fear. How can we be set free of a spirit of fear? I'm going to talk to you about two things. Oh, my goodness. Two things. And we're going to pray. Number one, this is key for work in victory on anything. We need to have faith. We need to have faith. God designed us to walk by faith, right? God designed us and is asking us to live by faith. Walk by faith. Live by faith, right? How can we do that? Well, let's see what the scripture says. Verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds in the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit. So, to walk by faith, live by faith, we need to live according to the Spirit, walk according to the Spirit. In verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. To walk by faith, we need to walk according to the Spirit. To live by faith, we need to live according to the Spirit. It's the Spirit. So therefore, because it's the Spirit of God in us, our walk in our life should be supernatural, full of power. So when we are operating in fear, we are not walking in faith. God designed us to walk in faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. In order for us to live by faith, walk by faith, we need to have a relationship with God. Remember Adam and Eve's first reaction? No more relationship. I'm hiding from you. But the Spirit of adoption enters us into that relationship, right? Because we can come before Him and says, "Abba, Father." We can have a relationship with Him. So, in order for us to have faith, we need to take care of our relationship with God. How can we be set free of the spirit of fear? When we live a life full of expectation and anticipation. The believer that lives in faith and with a relationship lives expecting good things. Because that speak of fear, what that does is that we are expecting the bad things in life, right? But when we live in faith, we are expecting good things. We live in expectation. I'm going to church. I'm expecting that we are going to encounter God. There's going to be miracles, signs, and wonders. Why? That's the design of God, by the Spirit of God. How can I be set free of the spirit of fear? We need to live in a such a way that we are experiencing encounters with God constantly, 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 a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit, expecting miracles, anticipation of the good things, because fear is the contrary of good things. So by faith, the spirit of adoption imparts to us the things of God. Our identity, it was until I was established in my right identity, that being Hispanic with all my limitations didn't mean much to me. Why? Because I know he called me. I know he has an anointing. I know he has a place for me, regardless where I am, who I am, what's my background. Why? Because the spirit of adoption operating in me. Hallelujah. Nobody is perfect. Nobody. But you should love yourself. You should have a high esteem of who you are in Christ. Because you have an inheritance. You have the Spirit of God in you. Low self-esteem is not from God. But we need to be set free for that. And if you are experiencing that, the Lord is going to set you free. How can I be free of the spirit of fear? Have faith. Relationship with God, expectation and anticipation, experience encounters with God. Surrender, number two, surrender to God completely. And I believe that this is the key for every believer to be set free of any sort of fear when we surrender completely to God. We will never truly be free until we voluntarily surrender to God and allow Him to work in our hearts. Remember, the spirit bears witness to our spirit, our heart, who we really are. It's a spiritual transaction that occurs. Redemption is always connected to being free from the enemy. Let me read it to you again. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear. Fear is a bandage, it's a chain, it's a spirit. But you receive the spirit of adoption. So the redemption has to do with taking us back to our right position, with our right relationship with God. Not walking independently from Him. And that is something that, as a believers, we struggle. Surrender everything to Him. Jesus has given us the keys to live a free life full of the peace. Jesus came to deal with the sin of fear in our hearts. It is the time. The time is now. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment. If you feel tormented, oppressed, without peace in your life, sick in your physical body, you may be experiencing the influence of a spirit of fear. There is no fear in love, the perfect love of God. But perfect love casts out fear because we are in a right relationship with Him. Children of God, heirs with Christ, more than conquerors. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, right? Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. It is time to stop being fear, controlled by fear. We don't have to let fear control our life. The perfect love casts out fear. And it says here, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And I believe when we can come to the position when we decide not to walk on our own understanding, our own abilities, our own strength, when we can fully trust that what God has for us is good. When we are able to get to that place, when we say yes to the plan and purpose of God, regardless that we don't have a visual, as we were talking last week, but we yield the controls of our lives to Him, that's the moment when the Lord can set us totally free, when we totally surrender to Him. You see, we are not perfect. We are not perfect. But this scripture says that the love of God that is perfect, if we allow that love of God to come into every area of our life, is going to cast out the fear. It's going to take away that torment. But we need to come to the place of totally surrender to Him. To decide to live by the Spirit. Walk by the Spirit. The Spirit of adoption confirming to you who you are. How we can do that? Have faith today. Expect the breakthrough. Have an expectation that what God has for you is good. Embrace it and decide to surrender totally to Him in obedience. Because this obedience brings fear to our life. Separate us. Disconnect us. It's not a right environment. And that's what the enemies try to do on every person, every human being, especially on those who have decided to follow Christ. He wants to stop us to flow on that anointing, that power, that authority. Fear is in a spirit. Paul told Timothy, you have not received a spirit of fear. Spiritual things has to be dealt with spiritual things. Mark 16:17, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. When Jesus came and walked among us, when He identified an spiritual influence in people's life, He rebuked those influences. He cast them out and He says, I give you authority to cast them out. It is time now, today, if you have some sort of fear, any fear that is tormenting you, that is preventing you to have a right relationship with God, the Spirit of adoption wants to confirm, reveal to you, wants to take away, break any chain. You see the picture there? No more slave. No more a slave to any sort of fear. Fear to the future, fear to people, fear to poverty, wherever that is. I want us this morning to pray and to take authority. If you believe, I just told you all the fears that I had in my life. The Lord totally set me free. When I cry out to Him, when I was established in my right identity, and I just say, Abba, Father, no more fear, no more. I hated it. I told Him, yes to what you call me to do, yes to stay here, yes to leave everything behind, but I cannot do it with this fear in my life. Set me free today. And He did. One moment I got up and I was different, totally different. The operation of the Holy Spirit coming, the love of God, an encounter with the love of God is going to remove fear. A daily encounter with the love of God is going to open your eyes to the good things that God has for you. A daily encounter with the love of God is going to activate your anointing to be more than conquerors. Let's stand on our feet. I'm going to pray. I'm going to rebuke any fear. If you want to respond to Him, today is the day. Today is the day. You don't have to walk in fear. We want to pray in a few moments. Come forward if you have any sort of fear. I believe the Lord is going to break every chain. He's going to take away any fear. He's going to establish you in the spirit of adoption so you can cry out, Abba, Father! He's here. He's here. He's here. Start talking to Him. Start surrender those areas. We're gonna call out those fears, any fear. If you know the name of the fear that is oppressing you, start taking authority and said, you don't belong in my life. God wants to connect you totally to Him in the right environment. How He created us to boldly come before Him and says, Abba, Father, thank you for your perfect love. It is the love of God that is going to set you free as you yield and surrender those areas to Him. I'm going to give you a few minutes to talk to your Father, to come before Him. And I'm gonna come and I'm gonna take authority in the name of Jesus. Let's declare, Lord, break every chain. If you need to go, feel free to go. We are just going to pray in a few moments. I believe that miracles are going to happen. I believe you're gonna go out of this place free because the spirit of adoption. I'm gonna ask you that stay back there, start praying, start praying, start declaring, speaking tongues, start taking authority. Today is the day, it is the time to experience total freedom. Hallelujah.